Hi, my name is Brad Sutton, and I'm from the IT Showcase team. I'm here with Anusha, and we're going to talk about how Microsoft has used our own data visualization and listening system to improve our process and procedures here at Microsoft. Welcome, Anusha.
Thank you, Brad.
So tell us a little bit about you and your role here at Microsoft.
I am working as an engineering program manager in the Field Mobility and Cloud Services team in User Experience Services org in Microsoft ID.
And how long have you been doing this role?
I've been in this role for the past 2 years now.
And in those 2 years, what would you say you some of the challenges that you and your team have faced over those last couple of years?
Right, so this project, it started a year ago, and at that time, some of the challenges that our team faced were, we were conducting surveys to get feedback from customers, employees, and field sellers, and these surveys had a lot of verbatim data questions, and that was the most difficult to process because the teams had to manually read all of them and classify them into problem areas for the management team and the business executives to focus on. So we wanted a solution to address that challenge. That was one of the problems. And the other problem that we used to face was that we used to collect feedback in multiple forums. So we used to get feedback from surveys, user voice forums, and Yammer groups. Sure. So we wanted a consolidated way of mining through all this data and giving the analytics to the business team.
So there's data everywhere across the organization, in surveys, in Excel spreadsheets. So how did you come up with a solution to consolidate all of that data so that you could make business decisions out of that?
Right. So what we've done is, first thing is to capture the data sources and get data from them. So we've used user voice APIs, Yammer APIs to get data from the user voice forums and Yammer forums. Mm-hmm. And if it's an Excel, it would be a direct upload. And once we got the data, the next part of it was to analyze the data that was coming from these forums, because each forum would give data in their own way. They would have their own format and structure of giving data. So we had to analyze all of these structures and then pass the data through mining solutions or machine learning solutions to get analytics out of them. So for this, we've used the Microsoft Azure Power Group's machine learning APIs, and we have also collaborated with Microsoft Research to use some of their existing solutions to mine through this data. And once we have done that, we have put all these mined results in a SQL Azure, and from there we have pushed it to Power BI through Power BI APIs for easy visualization of data, and all this data is represented in dashboards which are easy to use and get analytics from.
Interesting. So basically, you're being able to control the data that was sprawling across the organization, being able to pull that into one single source and be able to mine that data, and then visually see that data and be able to really understand and make sound business decisions quickly and effectively based upon that data. That's interesting. And you're using Azure ML, SQL Azure, Power BI, just to name a few. Interesting. So how have you taken that as a best practice internally from the organization? What are some of the things that you provided IT, back to IT and to other parts of the organization and maybe to our executives? What are some of those best practices that we've seen through this work?
Right. So one of the end results of this solution was that we built it as a generic framework, which could be used by any other IT group or anybody within our own team. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting features of this project is that it's a black box or an abstraction that the user does not need to worry about the complexities of the system, but simply use it to get analytics out of it. So that is a great advantage for various IT teams to use it without getting, worry about the complexities of the system. Mm-hmm. So that has been used by several teams right now in other IT groups as well as within UES to get analytics. And these analytics are used by business managers and executives to make decisions about how they can improve various user experiences, such as the sales experience for MSX, mm-hmm. or the library experience for employees, and also relay back these improvements to the products to improve the product experience as well.
Interesting. I don't know about you, but when I fill out a survey, I may appreciate the survey. I may be appreciate the solution that was offered, and I'm usually saying satisfied, and then at the end I have any other comments. You know, having those verbatim comments is a challenge. Tell me a little bit more about the Azure machine learning and what some of the business decisions came from using that technology and leveraged from using Azure machine learning and Power BI.
Right. So usually when customers say satisfied, but the verbatim data usually can have more useful information from the users because they actually list down the problems that they're facing in those options. So we were trying to correlate between the satisfaction scores and the data. Usually because if it's all satisfied, satisfaction score would actually be high, but when you see the verbatim data, it's full of problems that the users are facing. Right. So this was used to bridge that gap and actually correlate the satisfaction scores with what the user is actually facing, and so that this information can be used by the business folks to make the right kind of decisions about how do they improve these experiences.
Interesting. So tell me a little bit more about the Power BI user experience. How are they using that? In what forms do they use it? How often do they use it?
Right.
Give me a little bit more of detail around that, if you could.
Sure. So I think one of our goals when we started this project was to make sure that we get to use these results and in an easy fashion, something that can be shared with everyone, everyone who's involved in the project, the senior management team, the executives. So at that point of time, Power BI seemed to be the best solution that is there for this. So we've taken the Power BI APIs and pushed the results to Power BI, the MSID Power BI .com portal, and everybody can log in and then view it, and then it can be shared to multiple people. And the teams also have the flexibility to customize these reports for their own domains and build their own reports out of it.
So it's a single source for hosting this visualization and these dashboards. And now that you've created this as a framework, other parts of the organization and outside the organization can leverage this as well. Fascinating. Can you tell me a little bit more, Anusha, about sort of what do you think the future holds for this technology and for the organization?
Right. So I think some of the challenges which we foresee and we are planning to focus on in the coming year is that some of the machine learning APIs that we are using have improved. They have more accuracy and they can handle more scenarios now. So we are looking to migrate to using these new scenarios so as to improve the accuracy of the system. And some of these APIs are now available in Azure Marketplace, so we will be migrating to those APIs to make sure we build a more sustainable solution. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we would be focusing on. And the other thing that we are focusing on is how do we ensure that more and more teams in IT can use it and customize it to their own solution in the most easy possible way, but at the same time ensuring that we maintain the highest level of accuracy possible to give the analytics to them. So these are the two things that we would be working on in the coming year to improve the solution.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you today for talking about your listening and data visualization system. It's fascinating to hear what we're doing using Azure ML and our SQL and our Power BI solutions here inside of Microsoft. And I want to thank you all for joining us today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.